divided kingdom. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, will give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly. Listeners, Lou and I are rejoicing, though we have a duty to warn all of you always about Luciferian evils in opposition to God Almighty, we also need to assert again God Almighty's power and goodness and mercy. After some formidable satanic attacks on us, Jesus Christ, our precious Savior, lifted us and gave us some great blessings on our 40th wedding anniversary, May 26th. Miraculously, some doors of COVID-era isolation that had been closed for 4 years were opened. Some recreation and renewal came to us, some fellowship with people, with a special blessing we felt. And we pray that our merciful Savior will lift each of you, as he did us, for the rest of the summer and onward. Sometimes, listeners, the little kindnesses of love and humor mean a lot, more than any of you know who correspond with us. Listener Dennis, that Dennis's jokes are just formidable. We look forward to them every time he sends us a communique. And so his latest just came, and really, it is humorous, but it also has a very serious element at the same time, and it was a church sign read, "Whoever stole our air conditioner, there isn't one where you're going." And back to Lou. We have to rejoice in a bigger sense, too, don't we, Lou?
That's so true. We rejoice also in God's victory over the WHO pandemic treaty. As we come to you live here at the Global Star Radio Network, Wednesday, 29th of May at 5 p.m., as the scripture said, he hath redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Last week, we reported Time Magazine said the WHO pandemic treaty was dead on arrival, DOA. The Guardian today, May 29th, has this headline, "Global pandemic treaty could be more than a year away after deadlock and deadline missed."
And listeners, we heard that word, that they haven't given in yet, so we must keep up our prayers.
That's so true. You cannot just sit back and figure that the thing is gone forever, because it may not. We've got some determined enemies, and they may very well try to bring it back up next year. So be on the lookout for that. Now, a few listeners recall, we prayed together in this program for God to foil that diabolical end of all U.S. freedom and sovereignty plan. Many others prayed, too. We reported on Senator Ron Johnson and all the other GOP senators who wrote the letter to Biden commanding him not to go into this WHO treaty. There was some admirable action, too, among the states. Here's a short recap of another headline. Governor Pillen joins 23 states opposing WHO pandemic treaty proposals. This was dated May 23rd, 2024. And the governors from Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming joined Governor Jim Pillen in signing the letter to the president. The letter to President Joe Biden warns that the proposed instrument would empower the WHO with, quote, the authority to restrict the rights of U.S. citizens, including freedoms such as speech, privacy, travel, choice of medical care, and informed consent, unquote. Now, next, we have Blitzkrieg headlines and more about moral depravity this May. We'll begin with this headline, updated again, 10:44 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, urgent, Russia conducting missile launches off California coastline. This is from Hal Turner Nation, May 16th. A notice to air missions, NOTAM, has been issued off the coast of Southern California, alerting pilots of Russian missile launches to land/impact in the Oakland Air Route Traffic Control Center. And we'll continue now with some of these WW3-related alerts. Evidence is now appearing indicating the Iran presidential helicopter crash was an assassination. Also from Hal Turner, May 20th, 2024. The crash of the Iran presidential helicopter is beginning to appear to be a well-planned and deliberate assassination. So thorough does the conspiracy appear, and now the cover-up. The weather satellite imagery for that region on the day of the crash is deleted. We begin with the basics. The president of Iran took a helicopter trip to the border with Azerbaijan to have a brief meeting with the president of Azerbaijan. And it says on the website, here is an image of the two presidents meeting. So, well, watch that headline and see if it develops into something more. Next, China dumps the largest amount of U.S. treasuries in history. This was also Hal Turner. And the subheadline says China is selling off treasury and U.S. agency debt. And that selling off rises to a record. In an unprecedented move, China offloads a record $53.5 billion of U.S. treasuries and agency bonds. With economic relations between China and the United States continuing to raise investor concern, China has deviated from historical norms by offloading one of the largest amounts of U.S. Treasury and agency debt. Especially in the first quarter of 2024, China offloaded a record-breaking $53.3 billion of U.S. Treasuries and agency bonds. Notably, China, traditionally a major holder of U.S. debt, reduced its treasury holdings by $22 billion during the first 3 months of 2024, while the remainder of the offloaded assets comprised agency bonds, according to data which came out May 16th. Then, American Heart Association. 90% of vaxxed population now have deadly heart defects. This was from the People's Voice, May 17th. The American Heart Association, AMA, has warned that 90% of the vaccinated population now suffers from an irreversible heart condition caused by the COVID-19 vaccines. Then we have from Zero Hedge. It says, last week on a podcast discussing the current bird flu outbreak, Dr. Peter McCullough wasn't mincing words. He said, bird flu is the next disease X. Dr. McCullough went on to elaborate that not only is bird flu the next disease X, such as with COVID, it is also a human-manipulated gain-of-function strain. And here's a quote from him. The strain is a gain-of-function strain. It's manipulated. It looks like it is coming out of the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Lou, we have to interrupt.
Yes.
We brought that report to our listeners. About
yes,
Tom Vilsack,
right.
The head of the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that 17 congressional members were on his case. They were going to find out why we were working on gain-of-function for this bird flu with a lab that was connected in China to Wuhan. So this is something that's very serious that we must pray against and we must stay alert for.
That's right, and he gives a bit more detail. He says it looks like it is coming out of the USDA Poultry Research Lab in Athens, Georgia.
Mm.
And that was a quote from Dr. McCullough.
Read that one more time, that fact.
Yes, it looks like it is coming out of the USDA Poultry Research Lab in Athens, Georgia, unquote.
It wasn't enough to have Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina. We've got to infest the South. Those wonderful people in the South, many of whom are our shortwave listeners, they have to be infested with all of this level, whatever it is, beyond four bioweapon danger. It's really disgusting.
Well,
go ahead.
And it goes on to say, not surprisingly, one of the biggest names in the globalist cabal is linked to this dangerous research. And here's a quote, I presume also from Dr. McCullough. You'd never guess who is the director of the USDA Poultry Research Lab in Athens, Georgia, a former Gates Foundation director.
Why are we not surprised?
Yes, it's game on. Now, over to Elon Musk. And here we have, from InfoWars, Musk's brain chip to be implanted in second patient. Neuralink is planning to extend the trial to 10 people this year, allowing them to interact with their computer using their thoughts. This was May 21st. This appeared. The U.S. health regulator has granted permission to Elon Musk's Neuralink to implant a brain chip in a second patient, despite some initial issues with the first test subject, the Wall Street Journal reported on Monday. The brain chip startup received approval from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to conduct a trial with a second patient using a modified procedure after the company proposed to fix a problem that occurred with its first test subject, the outlet said. The chip, which is named Telepathy, was successfully implanted for the first time last February. It allowed 30-year-old quadriplegic Noland Arbaugh to control a computer mouse using his thoughts with, quote, no ill effects, unquote, according to the neurotechnology company.
Hello, we always have this humanitarian side, but we have the evil side, too, and this kind of a telepathy set up, this kind of an interaction with people's thoughts. Can't we see how that can be used to set people up for crimes, maybe before they commit them? We know that's one of the diabolical plans.
That's right.
What else is in your blitzkrieg?
Well, let's see now. All right. Last summer, we had some news that is still very relevant, especially with the news that more than 20 barges floating down the Ohio caught loose or came loose.
Or something.
Crashed. And this was from Hal Turner. Devices found on railroad tracks to derail trains. And the date on this one was back in August of last year. Police have revealed that devices like the one pictured above, designed to derail trains, have been found and are being found on railroad tracks all over the United States. And they have a brief video to describe that in more depth.
Don't we wonder who those saboteurs are?
Yeah, are they?
Are they our own intelligence? Are they illegal aliens from China, Russia? And we want to say right here that we love Chinese Americans. You and I used to go to a Chinese restaurant all the time, and we were very close friends with the owner and with some of her employees. So we always want to distinguish between illegals and the Communist Party in China. That's very different from Chinese Americans.
Very true, yes.
In fact, we just got a wonderful little note from a Chinese listener in Louisiana, and he said it didn't matter what was happening. When we sent out our first alert, and then our second alert, a correction to some people about the WHO treaty, you know, we had gotten some misinformation that it was done, and then it wasn't done, and now it is done. But at any rate, that listener informed us that in Louisiana, they've set up some barriers against this. In other words, the state will not permit some things like the WHO treaty and some of the WEF plans to come there. And so we really applaud that listener for telling us, and we applaud any states who are trying to keep their freedom and sovereignty.
Very much so, yes. That's so true. Now, from the sun.com, nuke alert. And this was September 1st. A rocket running to and fro with Lucifer's name threatens to destroy the world. Vladimir Putin has placed the world's most powerful Armageddon nuclear rocket, dubbed Satan 2.
Now, was this year? Because I think we had two articles that were retro. Was that last summer?
I think this is the other retro one. I believe
yes.
This is 2023.
And so, again, this warning is just as apropos as ever, as we are pushing, NATO is pushing the bear closer and closer and closer. If they start to invade Russia itself, this is what we may have to look for. Start this article again. It's very important.
Yes, Vladimir Putin has placed the world's most powerful Armageddon nuclear rocket, dubbed Satan 2, on combat duty in a haunting new threat to the West. the quote-unquote unstoppable intercontinental missile system could, quote, sink the U.K., unquote, and it's the size of a 14-story tower block.
Wow.
Then, next, we have clueless Americans not aware Russia and Chinese warships are off the Alaskan coast. And this was from TrueNews.com. And I do not know if I have a date on this one, but I think it's quite recent. America's political commentators, news channels, newspapers, and bloggers are obsessed with sending Donald Trump to prison. Meanwhile, the largest foreign flotilla, a flotilla to approach American shores, patrolled the coast of Alaska last week. Nearly a dozen Russian and Chinese warships came dangerously close to the Aleutian Islands.
Let's look, and I think there may be a small date there somewhere. Look for that while I comment that Henry Groover, who was kind of a prophetic person, who walked the streets of the world reclaiming them for Jesus Christ, he had a vision one time that the Russian nuclear apparatus was coming right up over Alaska. And so that was a prophetic vision. So, you know, anything here near Alaska, we have to pay attention. Do you see any date on there?
I do. This is last August.
Oh, okay. Then again, this is the warning from last summer. But these subs are still here. We've heard broadcaster Hawk talking about this again. These subs, and I think some other types of military ships have been off the coast of California. And in the east and in the Gulf region, I think he talks about this. And again, keep Hawk in your prayers. We're praying for a miracle that this wonderful old broadcaster can live and beat terminal lung cancer. Lou, go ahead.
It says a spokesman for the U.S. Northern Command confirmed to the Wall Street Journal that Russia and China carried out a combined naval patrol near Alaska. Russia's defense ministry in Moscow said the Russian and Chinese vessels had carried out drills that involved communication training and helicopter landings and takeoffs from the decks of each other's ships. They also conducted a joint anti-submarine exercise in the Bering Sea, where a mock target was destroyed. ABC News reported today that the Russian and Chinese ships are now moving away from Alaska.
That's serious, because that's very near our heartland.
It sure is, yes, that's right. And then we have, finally, President Putin. This quote, "I will stop the New World Order from sparking World War III," unquote. This is just May 9th, 2024. "Russia will do everything in its power to prevent the New World Order from sparking World War III," President Vladimir Putin pledged in his address to the Victory Day military parade in Moscow.
And then we turn next to COVID vax-related headlines. And we have May 11th, People's Voice. Pfizer quietly settles 10,000 cancer lawsuits as public turn against mRNA. Big Pharma giant Pfizer has been forced to quietly settle over 10,000 lawsuits alleging its experimental drugs cause cancer. Then we have the People's Voice again, May 7th. Japan to ban mRNA as turbo cancers among vaxxed skyrocket. Turbo cancers are exploding among the vaccinated, according to Japan's leading oncologist, who has slammed the mainstream media and Big Pharma in the West for covering up the extent of the medical crisis engulfing the world. And then we have Little Joe, St. Louis Zoo gorilla, dies from cardiac arrest following experimental COVID vaccine. May 8th, 2024, at the People's Voice. We know it's been curtains for people with the COVID vax, but not so good either in the animal kingdom. Then we have next, top doctor warning, and this is Dr. James Thorpe. COVID shot more lethal than strike on Hiroshima, with 30-1 injury to death ratio. This was from NewsAddicts.com, May 11th, 2024. Then the People's Voice for May 13th. Pfizer whistleblower admits company gave non-cancer version of jab to elites. A Pfizer whistleblower has revealed that executives and elites were given a separate and distinct COVID-19 vaccine that did not contain any of the deadly carcinogenic ingredients that the rest of humanity were coerced into taking. According to a leaked email from January 2021, colleagues and contractors, at Pfizer's Pearl River research site were told that site essential workers would be offered COVID-19 vaccinations that are, quote, separate and distinct, end of quote, from the deadly doses Pfizer gave to ordinary people, quote, I am pleased to inform you that we will begin offering COVID-19 vaccinations to eligible on-site essential colleagues and contractors over the next several weeks, the leaked email states, quote, eligible on-site essential contractors will be notified either by email or by their Pfizer sponsor and will receive instructions for registering for an on-site appointment as well. The vaccine doses to be used for this program are separate and distinct from those committed by Pfizer to governments around the world and will not impact supply to national governments in any way. I know we employees at Pfizer were receiving different vaccines and or placebos, and this was the word around my site when I worked there, said the whistleblower to InfoWars. Pfizer's Pearl River research site is located in Rockland County, New York, and is one of Pfizer's nine major research and development sites, R&D sites, according to its website. Quote, the Pearl River site is the primary research and development center housing activities relating to Pfizer's collaboration with BioNTech, which is focused on developing a potential mRNA-based coronavirus vaccine aimed at preventing COVID-19 infection, reads the official site. Quote, the primary location for our company's global vaccine research and development work. This revelation is the latest in the growing body of evidence that select individuals receive different COVID jabs or even placebos compared to the general population. In August, during a hearing in the Australian Senate, a Pfizer official revealed company employees received, quote, a batch of vaccines specifically for the employee vaccination program. And we're interrupting here to say that we are a listener-supported program. You don't hear commercials every 4 to 5 minutes. We are not backed by the government. We are not controlled opposition, and we do need some help. We need somebody to write some checks to Global Star Communication. And again, that is Global Star Communication. Checks of any amount will help us very much to produce our program with Todd and Don Waite, our wonderful producers. And so, again, if you can help us, you can write that check and send it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And we're excited about our book, COVID and Coming Chaos. And Danielle, you have heard from us by snail mail. We got your email, and we do hope that everything will work out well. You'll be hearing from us very shortly. And so we're hearing from a lot of you listeners that this is a wonderful research book. It's a wonderful book that will be a reference book in years ahead. Because Lou and I don't remember all the facts that we put into this book, do we?
No, not at all. There are so many facts that you'd have to have a photographic memory to remember all of them.
And we do know that God called us to do this essential work, and He made a miracle. It's His book. He published it. He printed it. He helped us buy it. A few of you helped us do it. So please, just put a note in the mail if you haven't gotten it yet. And if you need two or three books, and you know that they will go to people who won't just trash them, we're willing to send as many as 3 books. And all you need to do, if you can do it, you can put a $5 bill or a couple ones in there to help us pay for the postage. And if you can't do that, we still want you to write to us and ask for the books. So really, you know, you can just have that book, complimentary book. And again, write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. You don't want to be left behind, because the time may come when we don't have any more books. It's still relatively new. We got the first shipment January the 8th, the same day that Lou went to the hospital for an operation. And praise God that he made the operation successful, and he delivered the books on the same day. And now back to our headlines relating to COVID vax. The People's Voice, May 9th, 2024, Neam Harris, funeral director, says AstraZeneca's, quote, rare blood clots are anything but rare. Big pharma giant AstraZeneca has withdrawn its COVID vaccine worldwide after admitting in court documents that its jab can cause rare side effects like blood clots and low blood platelet counts. Their admission came after the company was slapped with a class action lawsuit in the UK, which claimed that the, quote, vaccine had caused at least 81 deaths and hundreds of severe injuries. Since the experimental COVID jab started being administered, embalmers and funeral directors from across the globe have been reporting about finding strange clots in the veins of the recently deceased, clots that they say they had never seen before. We have to interrupt there. We have quite a bit in our book about that, don't we, Lou?
Yes, we do. That's a very,
very
important
topic. Fascinating, yeah. Analyses, too, of that clot. This, back to the article, this includes UK funeral director John O'Looney, who has continuously been crushing the official narrative surrounding excess deaths, the increased mortality of young people, and the discovery of these strange blood clots since the rollout of the so-called vaccines. John O'Looney says these, quote, rare blood clots are anything but rare. And I think then we have just a couple more headlines that I have. And this is not really with the COVID thing, but it is another key concern we will have to watch. And this is May 11th at the People's Voice. Australia's biggest bank bans cash, forces customers to adopt CBCDs or lose everything. The WEF-controlled nation of Australia is forcing the public to switch to a central bank digital currency system, CBDC, and has warned citizens that they risk losing all of their money if they refuse. That absolutely has to be opposed. And then we have another headline again that we may have brought to you once before, May 10th, the People's Voice. Trudeau orders military to round up, quote, conspiracy theorists in re-education camps. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has ordered the Canadian military to track and trace so-called, quote, conspiracy theorists who disapprove of his WEF-inspired agenda as the global elite's war against dissenters goes into overdrive.
Now, more about the COVID vax and diabolical deep state big pharma plandemic warnings. Renowned oncologist drops bombshell: ivermectin cures cancer. This is by Frank Bergman, May 15th, SlayNews.com. A world-renowned American surgical oncologist has just revealed that ivermectin has successfully cured cancer in multiple patients. Cancer surgeon Dr. Kathleen Ruddy announced that the miracle drug has been used to save the lives of terminally ill patients. Dr. Ruddy revealed that the so-called horse dewormer has stunned doctors by triggering dramatic recoveries in those suffering late-stage cancer. Ruddy said the drug was tried on 3 patients who had exhausted all other cancer treatments. She revealed that the patients went from their deathbeds to making a full recovery and being completely cancer-free in under a year after taking ivermectin. One patient had a grim future when the cancer had spread so much that he was expected to soon die. This man had stage 4 prostate cancer, Ruddy explained. Then, Japan bans all COVID mRNA shots. Excess sudden deaths. From Hal Turner, March 26, 2024. Japan has just banned COVID mRNA shots for public use and called on other nations to follow suit after an official government study tied the injections to the nation's soaring sudden deaths. And then Pope Francis declares God hates anti-vaxxers. This is March 25th, 2024. Pope Francis has warned that Christians who refuse to take the dangerous mRNA vaccine are heretics who will be judged harshly by God. Then we have doctors baffled over global surge in deadly turbo cancers. This was on March 23rd, 2024, and from newsaddicts.com by Hunter Fielding. Doctors around the world are raising the alarm over a global surge in deadly turbo cancers in previously healthy people. The number of fatal cancer diagnoses is being reported started to skyrocket in early 2021. Most of the cases are being dubbed turbo cancers due to the rapid onset and development of the disease, which doctors say is a new phenomenon which was unheard of 3 years ago. However, medical professionals and health officials say they are, quote-unquote, baffled about what could be causing the spike. FDA issues urgent warning, higher risk of deadly seizures in toddlers after COVID vaccination. March 25th, 2024, The People's Voice. Toddlers and young children are at risk of suffering from deadly seizures shortly after COVID-19 vaccination, according to an urgent warning issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who called the unvaxxed, who called the unvaxxed schmucks, has a pacemaker installed after three open-heart surgeries. This was also the People's Voice, March 25th, 2024. Hollywood veteran actor Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of the most outspoken pro-vaccine advocates during the COVID-19 pandemic, taking regularly to social media to hurl insults at the unvaccinated. And now he's getting a pacemaker. Japan to ban vaccinated people from donating tainted blood. That's in quotes, tainted blood.
And don't we wonder what the situation was here and is now? Dr. Jane Ruby reported on very early there were no precautions being taken in our country in the blood supply. But perhaps that change, we're not certain. Viva la Japan.
Yes, yes. And this was March 21st of this year. Japan, and I should say it's from thepeoplesvoice.com, Japan has proposed banning people who receive the COVID-19 vaccine from donating blood due to the dangerous side effects of mRNA. Then we have Infowars.com. Globalists may release new bird flu strain in attempt to stop Trump, warns Edward Dowd. May 21st, by Sean Miller. During his Monday show, Alex Jones interviewed Edward Dowd about the possible new plandemic of avian influenza interrupting the 2024 election. Dowd said, quote, they're going to use fear to control the populations, unquote. And the final one of this group, ex-CDC director warns elite used COVID to rehearse for more deadly, that's in quotes, more deadly bird flu pandemic. The People's Voice, May 11th. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC Director Robert Redfield, has warned that the elite used COVID as a rehearsal for a, quote, more deadly, unquote, pandemic in the future, such as bird flu.
Are you listening, listeners? Be listening. Don't be multitasking. Tell others to visit our very important website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. And Gwen, to listen to our archives of the warnings beginning, we think, pretty seriously in March with possible pre-invasion plans of communist China and a lot more after that time. So now we move to the People's Voice, May 18th. Baxter Dimitri, busted. secret Hollywood pharmacy caught selling adrenochrome pills to elite celebrities. This isn't the first time you've heard this. Lou exposed it about a program ago, this terrible thing that the elite are into. An elite pharmacy in Los Angeles has been busted selling adrenochrome pills to Hollywood executives and celebrities, according to an LAPD source who reveals the ancient drug sourced from tortured and murdered children is booming in popularity in Tinseltown. According to law enforcement, Hollywood elites believe the more the child has suffered, the better the high. They believe the negative emotions that were coursing through the kid's body, the adrenaline and terror, will give them health benefits and special powers. It's a Hollywood thing, influenced by old-school Satanism, and they believe they are untouchable because they own everything, including the media. Unfortunately for the elite, they can't pay for our silence, and we are determined to expose their crimes against children to the masses. Buckle up. This one is going to get wild. It's not just Hollywood. Wherever the global elite gather, adrenochrome dealers can be found cashing in on the elite's need for children's blood. It didn't take long for TPV researchers to find adrenochrome available for sale in Davos, the home of the World Economic Forum. Meanwhile, in South Korea, officials have captured smuggled drug capsules containing the powdered flesh of dead babies. According to customs officials, the capsules were made from babies who were chopped into pieces and dried on stoves before being dried into powder form for the depraved pleasure of the satanic elite. Make no mistake, adrenochrome is a big business, growing annually with customers around the world. Why are the mainstream media keeping it under wraps? Because the addicts are those who have sold their souls to the darkest forces in the universe to gain money, power, and achieve their ruthless ambitions.
Commie Pope Francis tells 60 Minutes that conservatism is a, quote, suicidal attitude. This was a video, but we have a little selection here by Jim Hoft, May 17th, from the Gateway Pundit. In April 2021, Pope Francis held Mass at the Church of the Holy Spirit at Sassia in the center of Rome. During his homily, Red Francis preached that, quote, sharing ownership is not communism, but is pure Christianity, unquote. Of course, that was complete nonsense. Sharing ownership is exactly the definition of communism. In January 2022, Pope Francis lectured to tax authorities that taxation is, quote, a necessary tool for wealth redistribution, unquote. Rush Limbaugh was right way back in 2013 when he called the Pope a Marxist.
And we have more. The People's Voice, May 9th. Christians and Buddhists have a shared responsibility for peace, says Vatican. After congratulating Buddhists for the recent feast of Vesak, the Vatican insisted that the two faiths had a, quote, shared responsibility, end of quote, to promote peace, reconciliation, and resilience. A statement issued by the Vatican's Office for Interreligious Dialogue said that the, quote, hallowed time, end of quote, of Vesak, and that's spelled capital V-E-S-A-K, commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and passing of the Buddha, which provides a, quote, fitting occasion to reflect on values, quote, deeply rooted in our respective religious traditions, end of quote. It continued, quote, never again war, never again war. It is peace, peace, which has to guide the destiny of the nations, of all mankind. Breitbart reports, the continuing escalation of conflicts worldwide calls for, quote, renewed attention to the critical issue of peace, end of quote, the text stated, as well as deeper reflection on the role of religions in overcoming the obstacles standing in the way of its growth. War is driven by, quote, hatred and the desire for vengeance, end of quote, the Vatican asserted, and thus Buddhists and Christians must help heal the wounds, quote, that warfare has inflicted on humanity and the earth, end of quote. There can be no peace and reconciliation without, quote, equity and justice in political, economic, and cultural life, end of quote, the document contended. as taught in the rituals and worship proper to our respective religious traditions, reconciliation and resilience are, quote, the remedies needed for a culture of violence that is often justified as a regrettable but necessary response to aggressive military or terrorist actions, end of quote, it added. Buddha imparted the timeless wisdom that, quote, hatred is never appeased by hatred in this world. It is appeased only by loving kindness, end of quote, the Vatican statement declared. Thus, all of us are called to, quote, rediscover and treasure these values found within our respective traditions, end of quote, the text stated, and, quote, to make better known the spiritual figures who embodied them, end of quote. Well, Lou, I don't know about you, but Buddha is a dead idol. I'm certainly not going to follow after him.
No, I am not either.
You heartily agree, don't you?
Right.
This is not Christianity.
No, not
this,
at all.
This is a very strange kind of dictum out of the Pope.
It is. That's right. Well, now we move on to mRNA inventor, globalist. Says globalists are pushing death agenda to end humanity.
And by the way, I have to interrupt you.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Robert Malone. Yes, he claims he invented the mRNA, but if we would go back, we had a lot of articles back 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. There were two others. I believe perhaps they were at the University of Pittsburgh. They were given credit for inventing the mRNA. So we that's all up for grabs. But Robert Malone is rather an omniscient person in his own eyes, I think. And we have to interrupt to say that wonderful, valiant Dr. Jane Ruby, whose work we featured many times in our book, COVID and Coming Chaos, many of the facts that she got and the whistleblowers whom she interviewed. Well, Robert Malone brought some kind of a big lawsuit against her. This was really to shut her up because it took away her freedom of speech. We don't know the outcome of that lawsuit, but there's a lot more about Robert Malone. And I interrupted, but pick up that headline again, Lou.
Yes. mRNA inventor, globalists are pushing death agenda to end humanity. This was May 5th, and it was appearing in SlayNews.com. Dr. Robert Malone has warned that globalist elites are pushing a death agenda that seeks to end humanity. Dr. Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology, and we just commented upon that, used in the COVID shots, warns that world leaders and globalist organizations such as the World Economic Forum, the WEF, and the United Nations want to depopulate the planet so they can replace humans with artificial intelligence-powered machines.
And we don't need him. This is Elizabeth again. We don't need him to tell us that. We know that a genocidal depopulation plan was in effect. We read the obituaries. People are still dropping dead unexpectedly. They're dying suddenly. Go ahead. Let's hear a little bit more about Robert Malone.
As Slay News has reported, the WEF has frequently promoted this anti-human agenda. WEF members argue that most of civilization will become, quote, useless, unquote, when industries are powered by an AI-driven workforce. Malone raised the alarm about the plot during an interview on the Alex Jones Show. He broke down the man-made origins of the COVID virus and the dangers mRNA vaccines pose to humanity. And we are disappointed and frankly puzzled here at the Divided Kingdom as to why Alex Jones would bring on air Dr. Robert Malone. And as Elizabeth said, he claims he invented the mRNA, though other references list two other scientists as the original inventors. Malone also, in his own words, revealed his CIA associations and once told talk show host Stu Peters, laughingly, that there were things he couldn't talk about. And we mentioned about the lawsuit that he brought against valiant truth teller Dr. Jane Ruby. This lawsuit appeared to be what she termed frivolous against her freedom of speech rights. No, Alex, we won't be interviewing Dr. Robert Malone here on the program. Secrets need to be exposed to the light of day.
And then we have the People's Voice, May 18th. Slovak Prime Minister 1 month ago, New World Order will try to kill me. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico, I hope that's the right pronunciation, F-I-C-O, or Fico, who was shot earlier this week in an assassination attempt, predicted that the New World Order would attempt to kill him just last month. Fico warned that his opposition towards the World Economic Forum could result in his own murder. During a recorded message, the prime minister blamed the mainstream media for also wanting him dead. Quote, I am not exaggerating by a millimeter, Fico told in the video. Modernity News reports, the Slovakian government has blasted the opposition and left-wing media with Lubos Blaha, the deputy speaker of the Slovak parliament, urging, you have made us all targets. You have spread a haunting hatred for years. You hated that people elected us so much that you went after us like wild animals. These are the fruits of your labor. The prime minister is fighting for his life because of you, Blaha further asserted. The country's interior minister, Matsus Suchaj Estok, also slammed the media, stating, I am asking all of you to stop piling on the attacks and expressions of hatred that are directed at one political camp or another. From what was unleashed and many of you sowed, a storm arose today, and we are slowly standing on the threshold of civil war. The gunman was identified as a far-left-wing activist named Jiraj Sintula, who is a member of the pro-West and socially liberal Progressive Slovakia Party. A video of him after the shooting reportedly shows Sintula complaining about government policies. As we highlighted yesterday, British broadcaster Sky News was accused of semi-justifying the assassination attempt on Fico by emphasizing how he was a populist, quote, very pro-Russian, and that it's, quote, not surprising someone attacked him. Following an operation, Fico is in a stable condition and is expected to survive, according to the Deputy Prime Minister Tomas Taraba.
U.S. Army slashes 24,000 positions as Congress makes room for illegal immigrants to enlist.
Lou, you're right back to your usual theme. This is the really big takedown of America, isn't it?
It's one of those ways in which they're trying to destroy America.
And Tyson, remember, they were firing all the Americans. They were going to hire thousands of illegal immigrants.
That's right. They say that the illegals are just taking jobs Americans won't take. Well, this gives the lie to that. And this was from the Fort Fairfield Journal. I don't have the date here, but, oh, yes, I do, March 6th. So it's pretty current. California and Colorado passing laws to allow illegal immigrants with work permits to serve as police officers. New Jersey to follow. By David Deshane. The U.S. Army is planning on reducing its workforce by 24,000 positions. The Army is currently authorized for a force of about 494,000, but only has roughly 445,000 active duty soldiers, as they have continually failed to meet their recruitment goals. The Hill, that is the magazine The Hill, reports that the service, and this is in quotes, the service seeks to phase out around 32,000 roles, with about 3,000 cuts from special operations forces, another 10,000 from striker brigade combat teams, cavalry squadrons, infantry brigade combat teams, and security force assistance brigades, the latter meant to train foreign forces. In addition, the service found 10,000 engineer jobs and related positions linked to counterinsurgency missions it can cut. It will slash about 2,700 roles from units that don't usually deploy, and it will decrease the number of transients, trainees, holdees, and students by approximately 6,300. That's the end of that quote. The planned reductions are to authorizations, and it has in parentheses spaces, and not to individual soldiers' faces, meaning they are cutting already empty roles. Meanwhile, in order to boost military recruitment, the U.S. Congress is considering authorizing the enlistment of some of the millions of illegal immigrants who have recently crossed the border illegally. The so-called Courage to Serve Act is sponsored by Democrat from New York, Pat Ryan, and Republican in name only, John James from Michigan. The Army fell short of its 2023 enlistment goal by 15,000 troops, and the Air Force and Navy also fell short of their enlistment goals by 11% and 20%, respectively. If passed, the Courage to Serve Act would allow illegals with work permits to join the military and ultimately gain full U.S. citizenship. The reason Congress is courting illegals to fill the roles in the military is that all branches are suffering declining recruitment, as Americans are either unable to meet weight, fitness, and drug testing requirements, or they are a little too independent thinking for the military. For example, over 8,400 Army soldiers were discharged after refusing to participate in the recent COVID mRNA gene therapy experiments, which have killed tens of thousands of people in the U.S. so far. Illegal immigrants may be more physically fit for now, but after a year or so of eating a typical American diet, those attributes will surely diminish. Additionally, illegals come mostly from authoritarian dictatorships and are accustomed to shutting up and doing what they're told. So they would fit right in to Congress's plan to revamp the military by turning it into a de facto foreign military force disguised in U.S. military uniforms. This would make it easier to use it against Americans in the future when the U.S. dollar collapses and the Congress needs to use the military to cash in on the, quote, full faith and credit of the American people, unquote, by repossessing the homes, businesses, natural resources, and personal property of the U.S. citizens to pay off foreign creditors. That's what full faith and credit means at the end of the day. Putting illegal immigrants into positions of power isn't just limited to the U.S. military. California and Colorado have already passed legislation which allows illegals with work permits to serve as police in their states. And New Jersey is also considering...
Now, that's shocking. We have to comment on that.
Yes.
What do you think's wrong with that? What could that lead to? Police. They can be police.
Well, it could lead to all kinds of things. Bribery, extortion, and just plain not wanting to follow the rules.
And you know, you wouldn't have the love of the Native Americans.
No.
The way American police would.
And on top of that, they've already broken the law once by even being here. So what's to make us think they would follow the law again?
And again, the brutality, if the plug is pulled, they will be the ones who would shoot the Americans.
That's right. They wouldn't have any compunction about that.
But go ahead.
Yes, it finishes up. Also in California, San Francisco has just installed its first non-citizen to their local election board.
And now, can we believe that this is America?
Hardly.
But you know, God may not be finished yet with America, because we again applaud Senator Ron Johnson and the other GOP senators, including that wonderful Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, who were part of that letter to Biden commanding him not to take America into the World Health Organization, a plandemic, we call it plandemic, let's say pandemic treaty, the world treaty. So again, we give thanks to Almighty God, and we witness that Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, is real. And it might not mean anything to some of you out there, but Lou and I came through some very vicious assaults many times in our marriage before we ever were called completely by God to come to the radio microphone. And so that we know now, they were satanic. They were satanic assaults. But God has beautiful things in nature sometimes that reveals to us he's with us. And in our latest assault, after it was done, Lou went out to the car to make an errand, and he said, oh, look, he said, Elizabeth, look at the two little yellow butterflies. That had quite a meaning, because years back when we were up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, there was a very severe worry in my family. It was beyond serious. And I turned to Lou and I said, oh, what will I ever do? How will I ever carry this burden? And Lou said, look there. And we were near a shopping center. And there was a large open field. And there must have been, what, 500 of those little yellow butterflies?
Oh, I think at least that, yes.
Perhaps 1,000. And that was a message. We felt God said, I can lift you. I can carry you. I can fix this burden. And he did through the years. That particular terrible worry that I had about a terrible situation, God took care of it. And you know, if you turn your lives over to him, and you repent of the sins that you've done, and you clean up your life, and you ask him to guide you and be your Savior the rest of your life, and you obey him, you will be helped. You will be blessed. Oh, we're very shocked that two friends we didn't know took the COVID shots. And they knew. We were warning them about all of the different things. But you see, they fell for the propaganda in the local newspaper. It would be good, because you know, if you don't get it, you're going to die, you're going to this, you're going to that. And they thought that it didn't matter about those aborted fetal cell connections, because that was just some kind of fetus 50 years ago. No, our book explains it, and we have documentation. There was active research going on with these vaccines, with the aborted fetal cell derivatives. No, no, no. So are you going to be a thinking person? Do you want to be under the protection of Jesus Christ? We really witnessed to him that we could not have the productive, happy lives that we have and the victories without Jesus Christ. Could we, Lou? Why don't you speak to it?
We could not. We depend upon Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, our guide, both in prayer and in the written word, and we are not let down by him.
He's faithful.
He is faithful.
You know, went into an operation January 8th that you might never have woken up from.
That's right.
I mean, you're over 70 years old.
Yeah.
And at the same time, those books arrived. And at the same time, I was still very sick from some strange pneumonia. And all this uncertainty there kind of came to a head on that day. But you see, God healed you. You're more healthy than you were 10 years ago after those six huge bladder stones were removed.
That's right.
And
yes.
God has been miraculously getting his book out. Don't you want the book? We want you to have a copy of COVID and Coming Chaos. Just send a note. Send me your new book to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And we'll be back next week with a lot more on WWCR. Good night.